showtime.
Showtime.
Not to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Got the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great result, Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts, it's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
What have you done to its eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the man's man, Clint Eastwood. Now, I've grown up with Clint Eastwood, my dad's grown up with Clint Eastwood, and to this day in movie history, I don't think there's anyone that has done more or has had a bigger influence on the industry of Hollywood than Clint Eastwood. He started off with the television series Rawhide way back in 1959 and then rose to stardom with the Sergio Leone trilogy of spaghetti westerns, which were A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Then he played everyone's favourite tough guy, the cop Harry Callahan, who delivered some of the best one-liners in movie history, and I encourage everyone to check that out on YouTube. Along the way, he seamlessly transitioned into directing, where he picked up 2 Academy Awards for Best Director and another 2 for Best Picture. He also directed one of my favourite movies, American Sniper, which is based on a true life story to which the poignant ending will leave you numb. Today's mnemonic is on Clint Eastwood's top 6 movies. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Clinton Eastwood Jr. is an American actor and film director. After achieving success in the Western TV series Rawhide, Eastwood rose to international fame with his role as the man with no name in Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy of spaghetti westerns during the mid-1960s, and as the anti-hero cop Harry Callahan in the 5 Dirty Harry films throughout the 1970s and 1980s. These roles, among others, have made Eastwood an enduring cultural icon of masculinity. Elected in 1986, Eastwood served for 2 years as the mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea in California. His greatest commercial successes are the adventure comedy Every Which Way But Loose and its action comedy sequel Any Which Way You Can. Other popular Eastwood films include the westerns Hang 'Em High, The Outlaw Josie Wales, and Pale Rider, the action film Where Eagles Dare, the prison film Escape from Alcatraz, the war film Heartbreak Ridge, the action film In the Line of Fire, and the romantic drama The Bridges of Madison County. More recent works include Gran Torino, The Mule, and Cry Macho. Since 1967, Eastwood's company, Mel Paso Productions, has produced all but 4 of his American films. An Academy Award nominee for Best Actor, Eastwood won Best Director and Best Picture for his Western film Unforgiven and his sports drama Million Dollar Baby. In addition to directing many of his own star vehicles, Eastwood has also directed films in which he did not appear, such as the mystery drama Mystic River, and the war film Letters from Iwo Jima, in which he received Academy Award nominations. He also directed the biographical films Changeling, Invictus, American Sniper, Sully, and Richard Jewell. Eastwood's accolades include 4 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globe Awards, 3 Caesar Awards, and an AFI Life Achievement Award. In 2000, he received the Italian Venice Film Festival's Golden Lion Award, honouring his lifetime achievements. Bestowed 2 of France's highest civilian honours, he received the Commander of the Ordre des Arts et des Lettres in 1994 and the Legion of Honour in 2007. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Clint Eastwood, top 6 movies, is Damn Tough. Now, both those words are spelt a little bit differently. The dam is simply D-A-M, as in the water dam, and tough is T-U-F. Now, for both those words, we take all of those letters. And for this one, we picture Clint Eastwood in one of his most iconic roles as the damn tough cop, Harry Callahan. So we'll get into it. For the damn, we take the D for Dirty Harry series, the A Fistful of Dollars, and the M, Million Dollar Baby. And for the tough, we take the T for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the U, Unforgiven, and the F for A Few Dollars More. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Clint Eastwood, top six movies. And the mnemonic is Damn Tough. For the damn, we take the D for Dirty Harry series, the A Fistful of Dollars, and the M, Million Dollar Baby. And for the tough, we take the T for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the U, Unforgiven, and the F for A Few Dollars More. Now on to
5 Fun Facts.
And the first fact, fact number one. In the early days, Clint Eastwood was a jack of all trades. After graduating high school, he worked as a lumberjack, a forest firefighter, a steel worker, a swimming instructor, and a bouncer on weekends. In between this, he was drafted during the Korean War and undertook basic training, but was never deployed. And fact number two, Clint Eastwood was a contract player at Universal Studios, but was actually fired in 1959. And the reasons he was given were his Adam's apple stuck out too far, he talked too slow, and he had a chipped tooth that he would not fix. And in the same year, Burt Reynolds was also fired, and the reason he was given was simply, you can't act. And fact number three, Clint Eastwood's big break came with the Spaghetti Westerns trilogy in the 1960s. Fortuitously for Eastwood, James Coburn from The Great Escape wanted too much money for the role, which was more than the producers could afford, and Charles Bronson thought the script was terrible and thus rejected the role. And fact four, along with receiving a few breaks, Clint Eastwood was also on the other side of the table, turning down parts to play some of the most iconic roles in movie history. And some of these were James Bond after Sean Connery, Superman, John McClane in Die Hard, and Martin Sheen's character, Captain Benjamin L. Willard, in Apocalypse Now. And fact number five, Clint Eastwood's traits in his movies may have been transferred to his directorial style. He only likes to take one shoot. There is no storyboard or rehearsal or change of script. He never says action, as he believes even the horses get nervous. And at the end of each take, he says, let's move on, instead of cut. Now, Matt Damon once asked Eastwood for a second take, and Eastwood replied, why? So he can waste everybody's time? And another time, Kevin Costner was a little slow coming out of his trailer, so Eastwood just used an extra pretending to be Costner walking through a field and just blurred the vision. And we do have a bonus fact, and that fact is, Clint Eastwood has a softer and deeper side and has practiced transcendental meditation for over 40 years. He practices twice per day and continues to receive many benefits along with stress reduction. And apparently, Clint Eastwood is also very religious and has a manifestation mantra he says to God every morning, which is,
go ahead, make my day.
Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Was Clint Eastwood once the mayor of Los Angeles? Is that true or false? And question two. Did Clint Eastwood win the role of Harry Callahan because Frank Sinatra couldn't hold a gun? Is that true or false? And question three. What was Clint Eastwood's directorial debut? And your options are Pale Rider, Play Misty for Me, or The Outlaw Josie Wales. And we have two bonus questions. The first one is, in which movie does Clint Eastwood's character die? And your options are Hang 'em High for a few dollars more, or The Beguiled. And our final bonus question, what is Clint Eastwood's production company called? It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Clint Eastwood top six movies is Damn Tough. For the Dam, we take the D for Dirty Harry series, the A Fistful of Dollars, and the M, Million Dollar Baby. And for the Tough, we take the T for The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, the U, Unforgiven, and the F for A Few Dollars More. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was Clint Eastwood once the mayor of Los Angeles? Is that true or false? And Clint Eastwood wasn't the mayor of Los Angeles, so that's false. He was the mayor of Carmel by the Sea in California from 1986 to 1988. And question two, did Clint Eastwood win the role of Harry Callahan because Frank Sinatra couldn't hold a gun? Is that true or false? And Clint Eastwood did win the role of Harry Callahan because Frank Sinatra couldn't hold a gun, so that's true. Apparently Sinatra had a broken wrist, which was also not helped by the size of the gun. And question three, what was Clint Eastwood's directorial debut? And your options were Pale Rider, Play Misty for Me, or The Outlaw Josie Wales. And Clint Eastwood's directorial debut was Play Misty for Me. And we have two bonus questions. And the first one is, in which movie does Clint Eastwood's character die? And your options were Hang 'em High, For a Few Dollars More, or The Beguiled. And the movie which Clint Eastwood's character dies is The Beguiled. And our last bonus question, what is Clint Eastwood's production company called? And Clint Eastwood's production company is called Malpasso Productions, which was the name for a couple of reasons. The first one was, it was the name of a creek where he lives. And secondly, because Malpasso means bad step in Spanish, which his agent said it would be for his career if he took part in the Sergio Leone Spaghetti Trilogy. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is Brobdingnagium. And that is spelt Brobdingnagian. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is of huge size, gigantic, tremendous. And our simple example today is, in the world of Hollywood, Clint Eastwood's achievements on and off the screen have been Brobdingnagium. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And if you want to take the mnemonic challenge, go to the website, scroll down a little, and you'll find several buttons called the Mnemonic Tree Challenge. They contain all the mnemonics to test your recall. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.